2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, most people from a very early age, in fact, right from primary school science, understand that the world and all of its bits and pieces are made up with energy. But we assume it's things like the electricity in our wires and the radiant energy from the sun and things which we can actually touch and feel. People forget, especially business owners which are running around like complete lunatics a good portion of the time, forget that our bodies also rely on energy, not just the food that we consume to give us power to lift things and shift things, but actually to exist in the universe. One person who understands this beyond comprehension is Kieran Rose. Now, she works in energies, particularly with the body code. And we were just talking, she's really struggling with separating this business from person thing. So we're going to talk more about that. Welcome.
Thank you. Wow, what an introduction.
Thank you. Okay, so I really struggle with separating the me, the person, from the business me, from the family me, from the mum me, from the everything else me. Should I work more on this to separate my business from myself? Would I do better if I kept these things apart?
Well, how's life flowing for you now?
Damn, excellent. Thank you for asking.
And why is that? Do you separate them now?
No, and I think I would really struggle. I really do, because I can't see how. It's like I have one calendar. There's only one of me. There's only 1 minute in a day. How can I spend it 3 different ways? So everything is in one spot.
It is such an easy way for your body to cope with such a thing. You know, do we try to take an arm off our body and operate one-armed? We can't. To try, from my perspective, to try and separate that makes us us from everything that is external to us, to me, just doesn't make sense.
Mm. So I'm not alone then?
Absolutely not. And if you, Jacqueline, can bottle that and sell it to the rest of the world, I think that'd be just brilliant. I really, really do.
Not that you need another business idea, I'm sure.
Yeah, or the world needs another me, let's be clear. And this is the thing, I find everything flows together, it sort of overlaps, but it's often you get that feedback that, you know, you need to be more businesslike. And I don't know how to be authentically businesslike and not be me.
Your business is you. And having spent the past few months with a gorgeous business coach that is assisting me to clarify what it is that I want, how to make best use of how I operate, has brought to my attention the fact that if I'm not operating as a person, how the heck can I expect my business to be operating? If I'm not flowing as a person, how can I expect my business to be flowing as a business and bring in all the abundance that I'm wishing for? You can't separate those two things. So I'm sensing that there is a real waking up in the world. People are becoming more aware of their own, what we call personal needs. So there'll be more massages being enjoyed. There's more walks along the beach being enjoyed. It's what we call our downtime that we can replenish. Mm. You know, the best batteries, you know, even the solar ones, you know, they need to be recharged. You know, those beautiful waves that we see on the ocean, once they hit the shore, they recede back into the ocean to build up their power again, to form and be there again for us to go, wow. Now that's a cycle that we just accept and we go, wow. And, you know, we can sit there mesmerized by wave after wave and we don't think about the fact of the wave's downtime. It's just part of the cycle. Hmm. We need that downtime. We need that refilling to allow us to keep going. And if we don't, if you're not careful, the body will find a way to stop you and force you into that literal downtime, flat on your back, recuperating, recovering from something to be able to get up and keep going again.
Great analogy. Why do you think that people, particularly small business owners, feel like they have to be running at 1,000 miles an hour. They've got to have the undies on the outside, the cape on the go, do everything themselves just to prove that they're competent. And yet they then say, oh, and then my family I do on the weekends, or that's in a little box over there. What drives that?
There is some type of disconnect within themselves. Now, it's not that many years that people lived without technology. You know, the phones actually, they were on the wall, and I'll put my hand up. Yes, they were on the wall. You wound the handle, it went through to the operator, and the operator said, plugged in, and said, yes, okay, we'll find your neighbour that might have been 5 miles down the road. We worked without all that, and there wasn't the implied pressure that we just need to be something that, do we really want to be that? Because everybody else is. Does that mean that we have to?
But how often do you hear, I rang your mobile, and you go, well, yeah, but you didn't answer. Well, no, I was writing a report, doing a this, doing a that, doing something, it was off. Now you just go, but I rang your mobile. It's like, is this...
Absolute instant gratification.
Yeah,
absolute
demand. Instant is this demand?
Mm. Look, I can remember my children associating me putting a card into a slot in a wall and money coming out and saying, Mum, that's magic. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, my children, thanks to me and my behaviour, have an absolute disconnect as to why I have access to that. Mm. They were learning, absolutely learning by everything. You turn a button on the machine, on a television, up comes the screen. When I was little, I had to get out of the chair and go and turn the knob to turn the television on to then go and sit down. You want to change the channel, you get up out of the chair, you go to the machine, that there was actual interaction.
So, still remember a hilarious little skit, and I can't remember what the show was now. It was about the remote control, as you're saying there, and someone couldn't find the remote control. They spent 15 minutes looking for the remote control and expending great energy to find it buried in the couch rather than taking those three steps to the television to actually change the channel. I'm not even sure that I can change my channel on my television without
Other
the remote
than,
control
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. But there lies a disconnect. Mm. And a lessening of necessity to give thought to what you are doing because of that disconnect. And it's very, very sad.
I think you're right. You've seen this shift back to mindfulness. There's a lot of, right from the colouring in now, which I've always done with my Winnie the Pooh colouring books and my pencils. I've always had them. Before it was trendy to colour, I used to colour. Now I don't do it anymore because everybody else does. But
now there's a business opportunity you missed, hey?
Yeah, should have thought of that. Adult colouring books. Whoever would have thought that could be a thing?
And really, how many adults have always taken the opportunity to sit and colour in?
Absolutely. You help your children with it. And I'm sure this is why my children had good games when I was a child. It's because, well, they were children. It's because it gave me an excuse to play. And I don't play as an adult. Yeah. I realised that my husband and I had this conversation the other day, was that as adults, we've stopped playing. We're so busy working and we're building this and we're doing that and we've got this business and that business and he flies away and I fly back. And it becomes this what's next, what's next, what's next. And when you stop and sit on the couch, the television's on. There's always some stimulus, some thing, but we sit on the back of our boat, have a couple of drinks, watch the sun go down, and it's the evening and we talk and we do amazingly, apparently, very out-of-date things. We're not on our phones, we're not on our tablets, we're not on all these gadgets and gadgets. Friday night is our sacrosanct time, which we don't go out. We don't do anything else. And it's about that recharge, but it's still only a snippet compared with what we're expending over the week.
It is, but the quality of that, you can't argue the quality of that time.
That half an hour between when my husband opens his bourbon and when he falls asleep, you mean?
Well, you've got that half hour.
It's true. Right. It's amazing what you can actually do in that time. And how, if I find I really now, it's become part of our lives, I really miss it.
Yeah.
And my weekend is... my week is not set up as well as if we actually take that time. We defend it against, the entire planet.
Well done you. I mean, in some terms, you would call that a date night.
Date night.
Okay.
We have a date night with our couch, yeah.
But you're with each other, whether it be on the couch, whether it be on the beach, whether it be sitting in the car. You've allocated that time that is absolutely precious to each of you because you're adding to that relationship together you're also filling yourselves as individuals, because it's the two individuals that are coming together to fill that relationship. And that's priceless.
Mm. Well, we'll keep doing it then.
There would be many that, yeah, look, I reckon that you'd be the envy of many to be in that space.
So when you're working with some of these small business owners, what do you see? How does it affect their business when they're not taking that time to recharge, to create that space in their world where they can effectively rejoin the ocean and gather energy before they break on the shores of their business again?
Look, they're overwhelmed, they're stressed, they're quick to anger. There's a lack of coping mechanisms.
Absolutely.
You know, if you liken it to an E string on a violin, you know, it's just so wound that it's bordering on going ping. And sadly, you know, when something in the body goes ping, there tends to be quite a physical manifestation, whether it be a massive headache, you know, not sleeping well. It's a vibration that is just not healthy. Okay. It's just not healthy.
Obviously, I'm assuming that once a business owner starts to have these, will be in this space, that it's like any energy which can be transferred. It starts to affect the team members and the other members within the business as well, or perhaps your
Absolutely.
Family members. So it's like it gets passed on, doesn't it? Like an electric
Absolutely.
Shock.
Look, if you imagine the business owner, and the vision I'm getting at the moment is a tree, okay? And if the tree is not tended and there's enough moisture getting into the tree, then the branches start to suffer, the leaves are suffering, and the fruit suffers. You know, the fruit's not going to be as sweet. Now, it all starts with feeding that main source, which is going to be the business owner. And if you imagine everything that goes out from that are the people that they deal with, the staff, the clients, the customers, all of that, they're going to suffer.
So if you start to see these types of things, say, as a business owner, maybe you've got it under control because maybe you're more aware, or you've just, for whatever reason, you happen to be having things maybe not completely under control, but certainly you're aware of what's happening in your team, and you start to see these things perhaps in your team members. What's the best thing as a business owner you can do once you've decided, okay, I need to now go and sit on a beach? What's that conversation to have with your team members to help them in this space? Because you don't want to come across and go, clearly you're not getting, you've got too much coffee and not enough beach time. It's a difficult conversation to have, to care for others in a business environment.
Yes. For me, a very simple question is, are you happy doing what you're doing at the moment? And it can be right here, right now. Okay, I've just imagined that, you know, I've got staff and I've asked a staff member to do a particular task. And I just see a shudder go through the body. And I say, okay, are you happy doing this task at the moment? And I would like to feel that they're able to say yes and answer honestly, or say no.
Rather than being in fear of their jobs if they go, oh, hang on a minute, if I'm not happy, does that mean you're not going to keep me?
Absolutely.
Because that's obviously some other issues there which need to be sorted.
Indeed. So let us assume that they say, no, I'm not happy with it. I say, okay, why? What is it that's troubling you at the moment? And if you ask why enough times, you'll get down to, my wife's just been diagnosed with cancer, or my mother is in hospital, or you'll get some issue.
Or I don't feel like I really know what I'm doing here. I don't feel competent doing this task, or if this task is so easy, I don't feel challenged by it. It could be anything like that, couldn't it?
It could be. And it's then a case of me, time permitting, to sit down with them and say, okay, would you like to take this further? And if they say yes, cool. If they say no, then I go with it and say, well, all right, you know, and I probably would keep a close eye on them. Now, the work I do, my team is me. And
so you have some very strict conversations with yourself.
I do. And look, to notice a lack of vitality, shall we put it, in someone is something that can be addressed if they so choose. Now, the work that I do, look, as a mother, it didn't really matter what I desired my children to do. If they didn't want to do it, it wouldn't get done.
Worst thing ever as a parent is when your children realise that you actually can't make them do anything.
Absolutely.
It's a turning point, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then we think, all right, how can we do this? How can we? And bottom line is, you accept them for who they are and learn to work with that. Now, the work that I do as an energy worker, an energy healer, is exactly the same thing. I can only work with somebody if they choose to work with themselves. And everybody that comes to me comes with that understanding that they wish to help themselves. And I then just become a facilitator. And the work actually is the person working with themselves, and I'm almost a translator. And they're able just to shift blocks that allow their energy to flow and the vitality to flow back.
So you can work with individuals. Do you work with teams as well to help them improve their dynamic, or is it more of a personal thing?
It's all an individual thing. Mm. For me, change starts with an individual. And
so yes, you can work with teams, but you'd have to work with the individuals one-on-one within
absolutely.
Those teams.
Okay. You know, energy is something that's always interacting with others, you know, with more energy. Energy is just so responsive. So yes, within a team, you've got all these, it's like having lots of radio stations on different stations. You know, once upon a time, you had to actually find the station to cut out all the noise. It is possible to have everybody tuned on the same station, and then, you know, it just flows, as opposed to being a cacophony of sound.
Oh, okay. So if people wanted to work with you in this space, and they wanted to maybe connect with you, grab a coffee or a herbal tea or whatever their bent is at the moment, and have these conversations about some of these areas and understand better how you can assist them or what their issues are, what's the best way for them to get hold of you? Is that a sending of thought waves across, or do you dabble in technology?
I do dabble in technology.
Nice.
And you can almost be guaranteed that the coming together comes because somebody has said something out on the university waves, the waves that are just all around there. We're all connected. And a mere thought of, God, I'm really struggling. I'd really like to, you know, make a shift in my life. I'd really like to just have a good night's sleep, whatever it is. Chances are I'll bump into you in the aisle at the supermarket or at the coffee shop or whatever. And a conversation's had, and suddenly you go, OMG, I was just asking that question this morning. And I'll go, Hi.
I heard. I am your solution. Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So other than bumping into you next to the frozen peas in the supermarket, is there perhaps a more formal way we can proactively contact you rather than leaving it to the universe itself? Or is that your final offer?
No. Look, I'm often down at the markets where I do enjoy getting the fresh stuff. That does happen. Look, I'm in the process of getting my website created. Mm-hmm. But I do have a mobile. I have an email. So how do we do that?
Try with email. How's
try
that?
Try with an email. Okay, so it's karen@karenrose.com.au.
And that's
KERYN.
Beautiful. Okay, so reach out to you with an email. You can connect with people, have a bit of a chat. Obviously, they can call on the phone.
Look, when I receive an email, I make phone contact.
Okay.
If the prospective client is living OS, I tend to communicate via email. Although these days it's getting a heck of a lot cheaper and easier just to pick up on a mobile phone and dial.
Or a Zoom overseas. Or a Skype or something.
Zoom and Skype are brilliant. I will often do sessions via Zoom because there is no distance. Yes, I mean, there's absolutely. A lot of upside with technology.
Yeah, so
there really is.
We can't trash it completely because we've become to rely on it.
Oh, yeah, look, it comes with a lot of benefits, yeah, as you would know. Yes. I'm sitting here in this little room, you know, doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So drop you an email or reach out by phone. Website coming soon?
Website is coming soon,
fantastic.
Yes.
Yep. And then they can have these conversations. You can work out whether there's obviously a residence there where you
I will always make contact, whether it be either email or telephone, to simply have a chat and connect more with the energy of the person. And a lot of times when people meet with me, they know they need to do something, they're not quite sure where to start.
Mm.
There's so much fogginess around them, and I get excited because within them there is this desire to do something.
Mm.
They know they've just got to do something and they just kind of don't know what. And then when I come in, I can start to just tune in and say, right, well, have you thought of this, and you know, soon enough we're on the session run, and off we go, and just starting to clear some crud, shall we say.
Some crud. And people are going to get, obviously, take a bit of control back on their lives, work out where they want to go.
Yeah. Look, the flow that just happens is beautiful, and it's immediate. And look, it can be physical ailments. It doesn't have to be emotional or mental. You know, there can be physical issues as well. The body is always talking to us. And each one of us come in as healers. Our body has the ability to sort itself out if we allow it. And it's phenomenal what the body can do, as in creating and uncreating.
Uncreating, so, great word.
Yeah, well, you know, people can create serious issues, and because the body has created it, the body has got the wherewithal to just undo what it's just done. It's a case of just believing that anything is possible.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.